This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Monday's mass shooting at the coronavirus pandemic have taken a toll on people's mental health, and not just in Boulder. CPR's Miguel Otarola spoke with mental health experts to find out how the combined effects are mounting.
Hundreds gathered outside Fairview High School 2 nights after a man shot and killed 10 people at a King Soopers in Boulder. Many were there to come together and mourn for the lives lost. Almost 1,000 people had called into Colorado Crisis Services earlier in the week. The crisis line is open 24/7 for those who are dealing with stress, anxiety, or other issues and want to talk with a counselor. The shooting didn't just hit close to home. It happened during a deadly pandemic that has now stretched on for more than a year. It was also less than a week after another deadly shooting rampage in Atlanta. Janine Dianibal is the director of trauma services for Mental Health Partners, a community mental health center in Boulder County. She says these events affect everybody.
So you start layering these events on events on events, and there's only so much, I think, people can take before we're challenged to be resilient in the face of so much stress coming at us.
Dianibal says it doesn't hit all at once. There's the shock at first of people processing what happened. Then there is sadness, anger, and trauma. This can lead to people closing off from others, isolating and disconnecting from the outside world. Sona Demigian, the director of the Rene Crown Wellness Institute at the University of Colorado Boulder, felt this herself. The morning after the shooting, she heard helicopters hovering over the city. That made her feel anxious.
And so I think it's really important to, again, know that those are common reactions and that there are steps that people can take to cope.
So how does a community move forward from the combined stress of these tragedies?
One step, one breath, one moment at a time.
Reaching out to others and maintaining a healthy routine can help people during difficult times.
And I think when we start to make those connections, that's how we start to move through.
She recommends people who are dealing with more severe symptoms of depression or just want someone to talk to should reach out to a professional. Demigian can still see the collective mourning and compassion as people drop off flowers, candles, and stuffed animals on the fencing surrounding King Soopers. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.